The use of unmanned aircraft systems, or drones, by the Haines Borough has raised concerns about privacy and local government overreach. At a recent assembly meeting, residents and representatives pushed back on the use of the technology as a routine tool for government. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
Some of us moved up here to get away from government encroachment in our lives.
That's Haines resident Judy Rogers.
We don't want to have to worry about a government that's with a drone looking over our shoulders and listening to what we have to say.
Rogers wasn't alone in her opposition to the local government's use of drones. Ryan Cook also spoke out at the meeting.
I think we're going to be treading on really thin water here if we start messing with this stuff. It's a real huge invasion of privacy.
Here's why the issue came up now. Recently, borough manager Deborah Schnabel employed the use of a drone to help enforce a land use issue. A lot of people weren't happy about that. Schnabel said she wanted to address the issue with an administrative policy.
As a manager, I felt it was a responsibility to address that by getting in front of the issue and just saying, oh, we should have a policy for how we would pursue or how we would guide, you know, to guide the administration if we ever had a need or a desire to employ drones in the future.
Schnabel wanted to be clear. She doesn't want to change borough code or establish a drone use program at the borough. The policy wouldn't dictate how Haines residents can use the crafts. It would only guide the borough administration's use of the technology. Schnabel says she sees drones as a tool that could be used for a variety of reasons. The policy includes search and rescue and gathering evidence and documentation after crimes and accidents. Schnabel's draft policy also points to possible drone use for helping people like engineers, land surveyors, and land use planners gain aerial perspective. It also names assisting incident command staff and first responders as a potential use. Resident Mike Danker is a commercial pilot who owns and has operated drones. He said he thinks the policy could get the borough into legal trouble.
I believe the potential legal exposure for a misadventure into this frontier would far exceed any public benefit the policy offers at this time. So I would urge you to slow down, put this policy to the committee, and let it be fully vetted.
The assembly didn't have a whole lot of love for it either, questioning whether a policy is necessary, called for, and whether the borough should be using drones as a tool at all. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt suggested sending the document to committee. But Brenda Josephson said it should just be taken off the table.
I think it would be better to just shelve the drone policy. The policy is we don't use drones.
Sean Mady said they shouldn't discount the use of the technology, but he said it should only be used with the permission of landowners.
I would move that we pass ordinance to only use drones with the express written permission and presence of the landowner, who also gets copies of any pictures taken.
Morfitt said he could see drones being useful for search and rescue and public safety emergencies, but he questioned whether a borough administrative policy is necessary for these uses.
In extreme situations, we might want to use a drone when other remedies fail, and I'm not convinced that there's never a situation where a drone would be advisable. I think it obviously should be a very last resort remedy.
The assembly did not move the policy forward. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.